Welcome to the operating room. I am the doctor. A lot of times, you might hear me say, I think I want two husbands. I think two husbands might be right for me. But I mean, just because these poly relationships is on the rise right now, right? So y'all might often hear me say, hey, I tried one husband, that didn't work. If I step it up a notch, if I turn up, try two husbands, now that might work. I'm just thinking outside the box, you know, maybe two husbands is right for me. This is my thought process. I'm just letting y'all in a little bit on my thought process. So, if the poly relationships is on the rise, then how come everybody is still saying, you got one team, nobody can be faithful, right? Or at least men. This is what they're saying about the men. No man can be faithful. That's one side. Then you got the other side saying, well, back in the day, they had 5-7 wives. That's normal. They ain't supposed to be faithful. For the men. Remember, we talking about for the men. So you got one side saying one thing, the other side saying back in the day. Now they say back in the day, they had 5 and 7. Moses had all these wives and everybody. They said it with the most latest technology in their hand while they saying it. Back in the day. Oh, you want to go back then, do you? Follow their rules, but you got, the new iPhone in your hand. But it's all right. Because the other side is saying, all these cheating men out here, I'm so sick of men cheating, can't no man be faithful. And I was sitting thinking like, oh my gosh, I just hope that that's not necessarily true. But what I was thinking in my head, and again, this is just my thought process, what I'm thinking in my head is there has to be a man out there that has been faithful to his woman or to his wife without entertaining another female in a relationship or sexual aspect. There just has to be. I mean, if he's entertaining a woman, it's for business reasons or friendship reasons, and his mate damn sure knows about it or is aware of it. So I can't fathom that there possibly is not a man out there like this. It just has to be, right? But I was also thinking that type of man has to have some sort of spiritual maturity, right? He can't just be mature. It has to be something that's spiritually telling him, you know what I'm saying, giving him the motivation to practice self-restraint, basically, because that's just what it is, self-restraint. Right, but I don't know that much about it. I'm finna start going to the gym. I don't know that much about it, but don't when you go to the gym, you use weight restraints. And I'm thinking those restraints do what? Kind of like make you stronger, right? So practicing that self-restraint is gonna give you muscles. It's gonna make you stronger, a strong enough man to be faithful to your wife. That's what I was thinking. Because men, they be showing off their muscles. They want it for the look. Why? Because it makes them look, probably, possibly feel like a man. And best believe, when you are faithful, you definitely out here looking like a man. When you faithful to your woman, that's when other females really want you. Because they know you spiritually mature. Amen. Whew. Don't they just make you moist, these men out here that's spiritually mature? No one make me moist. But again, it's just my thought process. Y'all let me know. Y'all know these things be out here cheating. You know, y'all know they cheating. I don't know why. I hope it's one faithful man out there. If y'all know any faithful men, email me. TheDoctor@TheOperatingRoomENT.com. Y'all know any faithful men. I don't think I know any. That's sad. I don't think I know any. I ain't talking about faithful to me. I'm some faithful in period. Everybody probably cheated on somebody before. So I don't know if I know no faithful men. But I know once you get married, I hope that you are going to be faithful. That's the plan. I mean, unless you and your wife discuss something else, then that's y'all relationship, that's wonderful. If y'all communicate about a way that y'all like y'all situation or y'all marriage arrange, y'all talk about it, y'all both agree to it, do it. That's, I don't judge people. That's perfectly fine with me. That's where all these poly relationships coming in at. They say the traditional way just ain't working because everybody cheating. Everybody likes something a little different. That's what they saying, y'all. Y'all email me and let me know. We gonna talk about that this upcoming season. Can somebody be faithful? Gee, who wanna keep eating the same goddamn meal? I don't know, that's what people saying now. But if you had a meal with two different meats, you can switch it up and you will never get bored. That's all I'm saying. So I might have to try two husbands. And that's all that I'm saying. Always practice safe sex and remember to re-up, which simply means you can always redirect, you can regain, you can recreate, you can reintroduce, just re-up.